This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin accused the U.S. and its allies of ignoring Russia's top security demands, but also said Moscow is willing to talk more about easing tensions over Ukraine, the Biden administration endorsed more diplomatic negotiations. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
In our view, do we have sympathy? I mean, this is, you know, Secretary Blinken has used some of these analogies in the past, but when the fox is screaming from the top of the hen house that he's scared of the chickens, which is essentially what they're doing, that fear isn't reported as a statement of fact.
Putin's comments were his first in the standoff in more than a month and suggested a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine may not be imminent and that at least one more round of diplomacy is likely. For now, the two sides remain unyielding in their main positions, and there was little apparent hope for concessions. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says putting sanctions on the Russian banking system would send a strong message.
The Uber sanctions, the ones that really could bring the Russians to their knees, are related to the banking system. I know the president, according to what he said publicly, has been discussing the possibility of that happening with Putin.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to nominate veteran diplomat Bridget Brink to serve as his ambassador to Ukraine. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the decision. Brink is currently serving as the U.S. ambassador to Slovakia. She will assume the long vacant diplomatic post at a moment when the U.S. and its allies remain on high alert, with some 100,000 Russian troops massed near Ukraine's border. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban lobbied for a higher volume of Russian natural gas shipments to Hungary during a meeting in Moscow with the Russian President Vladimir Putin. The meeting Tuesday came as tensions continue to soar over Russia's buildup of troops along its borders with Ukraine. He is one of Putin's closest allies in the 27-nation European Union and urged a diplomatic solution to the standoff while praising his country's close economic relations with Russia. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his wife attended a Lunar New Year's Day concert in Pyongyang, where he received thunderous cheers from audience members and artists who praised him for heralding a new era of national power. North's official media has been highlighting Kim's leadership following a spree of missile tests in January, which some experts see as an attempt to pressure Washington over deadlocked nuclear negotiations, over 2 years of pandemic border closures and economic decay. The Biden administration has called for the UN Security Council to meet Thursday to discuss North Korea's most recent test of an intermediate-range missile potentially capable of reaching Guam, a key U.S. military hub in the Pacific. Pfizer is asking the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to allow emergency use authorization for a two-dose COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five, AP correspondent Jennifer King.
At the urging of U.S. regulators, Pfizer is requesting authorization for a vaccine against the coronavirus for youngsters from ages 6 months to 5 years old. The move could open the way for 19 million young children, the only group not yet eligible for vaccines, to get their first shots as soon as early March. The FDA says it will convene a panel of independent researchers and doctors to help review the data. The CDC would also have to sign off. Many parents have been pushing for the expansion. Early Pfizer data has shown that the vaccine, with just one-tenth of the dose given to adults, is safe and does produce an immune response, but research found it was less effective for ages 2 to 5. So Pfizer added a third dose to the testing in hopes of improving protection. An insider says the Food and Drug Administration has been pushing Pfizer to file its application for the two-dose regimen to enable shots to start sooner and then come back once it has the full data regarding a third dose. I'm Jennifer King.
Athletes and team officials are testing positive for COVID-19 at much higher rates than other people arriving in China for the Beijing Olympics. Over a three-day period from Saturday through Monday, the positivity rate for athletes and officials was 40% higher than other Olympic arrivals. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.